G'day everybody, my name is Elliot Waters and you're listening to the Dysregulator Podcast. As always, thank you for tuning in. Well, haven't things taken a turn for the worst? So the withdrawal symptoms and stuff I've been going through in part of this tapering process has been difficult, that's for sure. The last episode was titled One Step Forward, Two Steps Back, and that's very, very true. And I didn't really need to come up against another foe while I'm battling this current withdrawals foe, but it has presented itself in the form of COVID. I can't believe I've got COVID again. This is the third time now, I think, I've had COVID, pretty sure. And I'll tell you, this one has rocked me. So this episode is coming a few days late because I've been asleep in bed again. You know, the whole sleeping in bed thing? Well, it's come roaring back because the COVID has just knocked me for six. Boom. Flattened me. And then I can't talk very well because of the mucus. I'm not putting it on, I promise. What was I saying? There's the brain fog as well, which has been a key feature at the moment of my withdrawals, has been the brain fog, even though that's why I'm tapering to try and get rid of that for good. Anyway, one step forward, two steps back. But yes, I can't believe it, COVID. I woke up, probably two mornings ago now at 10 minutes to 4 a.m. in the very early morning, getting ready for work. 5 o'clock starts, which I absolutely adore. And I was feeling pretty rough and I thought, I'll do a COVID test just in case. And I'll tell you, I've never seen the test light up like this one did. Straight away, boom, that test line, the second line or whatever it was right there and was actually burning brighter than the control line. So that tells me, okay, there must have been quite a lot of viral load going on with this latest round of COVID. So it has rendered me useless and unable to do sort of anything. And the withdrawals were bad enough, but you chuck COVID on top and it's very unsettling. It's unsettling too because I've said before on the show how important it is that I do certain things to keep my mental health in check. You know, driving around singing songs, trying to exercise, which I need to work on, you know, exercising, all that sort of stuff, reading books. All that is out of the picture while I've got this COVID because it is just flattening me and I do not have the energy to do much more than what I'm doing right now, which is telling you a little bit about it and then probably going back to sleep. But yeah, I don't know. COVID, typically, the other times I've had it, I think it's twice before. It's at least twice before I've had it. It's sort of sharp but over quick. So I'm hoping the sharpness, I'm sort of over that now and I'm going to slide back into being healthy very, very soon. It's a bit of a murky area though because, I don't know, in some ways I could push on through if I had a crap load of Nurofen and Panadol and then heaps of caffeine, heaps of Modafinil, whatever. You know, I've done this before, pushed through sort of flu-like symptoms and just got the work and got it done. I probably could do that again this time if I really, really, which I really don't want to, but you know, if push come to shove, I could probably drag myself there and do something. But the question is, you know, COVID's quite a easily transmissible sort of thing that's going around. Like, should I be going to work and potentially spreading it or should I stay away? Like, I don't know. It's all a bit of a grey area. I remember once upon a time you had to isolate for 7 days, which was hell. I did an episode about that years ago. You'll find that somewhere. 7 days locked into a room is not a good idea for people like me. But it's a bit of a grey area because this time I reckon the COVID has been worse than any other time before, but then at the same time, the restrictions are as low as they've ever been. So what the hell do I do? So what I'm doing is holding on tight, laying in bed, trying to sleep it off, and also trying to combat the withdrawal effects I was already having from the tapering of lamotrigine. So, yeah, this isn't what I needed. The lamotrigine tapering was difficult in itself, but then add COVID on top of that, and it's been a bit of a nightmare. Has there been any sweats? There's been a little bit of sweats because I've been in bed a lot and I was really worried I was going to have one of those real bad turns, but thankfully that hasn't happened. And still in this tapering journey, I want to say that the side effects that I'm experiencing, even with COVID thrown on top, it's all still predominantly physical. There's not much mental sort of anguish going on. There's a lot of frustration, don't get me wrong. There is a lot of frustration and irritability. But the actual sort of clinical side of things, the clinical depression, the clinical anxiety, it isn't there at all still, the depression, or the anxiety hasn't gotten any worse than it usually is. So I guess that's a good thing. Brain fog is still a huge problem, though, and COVID is just making that even harder. I can't, can you believe it? Seriously, 3 days or 4 days into my tapering, I get COVID. What a joke. Oh, man. These times, they're there to test you. It's all about character building. They tell me it's all character building, Elliot. Don't worry about it. Well, I say, I reckon I've got enough character. And let's not do this rubbish anymore. Let's just get on with it. But anyway, it's not to be. I need more character, it appears. So character it is that I'm trying to build. But yeah, COVID and withdrawals, that's a combo I haven't had before. And it's one I wouldn't wish upon anybody because it is tough. It is tough. Anyway, that's all I've got to say because I'm about to fall asleep again. I'll talk to you soon, hopefully, and have some better news. That'd be nice, you know. The brain fog's clearing up. I'm starting to feel sharper. You know, my mood is still sitting at a good level. They're the sorts of results I want to tell you guys about. So I'm hoping that's not too far away because, you know, I know you got to sacrifice a bit, you know, sacrifice now to improve later on. That's the whole sort of idea. And I feel like I'm sacrificing a bit at the moment, having to juggle both withdrawals and COVID together. Unbelievable. All right. Thanks, everybody. See you next time here on the Dysregulated Podcast.